I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. In 2017, the World Health Organization issued a dire warning over the rise of so-called superbugs, which are infections resistant to antibiotics that could pose a grave threat to human health. Many leading health systems have responded by taking a more cautious approach, encouraging efforts to prevent overprescribing of antibiotics and only using antibiotics when appropriate. This August, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced it will be taking steps to help tackle antibiotic resistance on a new front, promoting the development of new antibiotics. While the details are somewhat complex, at its core, the plan revolves around increasing financial incentives for the development of new antibiotics, particularly those antibiotics used for patients in a hospital setting. Many of the remarkable recent advances made in cancer drugs and medications to treat heart disease have been made possible due to the financial incentives in place to develop them. Unfortunately, the same commercial viability for researching new antibiotics has just not been there in this country, or globally for that matter. A number of reputable organizations, from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to the World Health Organization, have raised concerns in recent years about the ability to develop novel antibiotic therapies to face the emerging superbug threat. While this new incentive plan from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is far from perfect, and even has its fair share of skeptics, hopefully it will prove to be a step in the right direction. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.